NFL football is big business in the U.S., but a growing number of people are watching from places far, far away. I'm Maria Scappellato with the Pittsburgh Business Report on 90.5 WESA. The NFL is holding five international games this season, four in London and one in Mexico City. Growing that global fan base means big money for teams like the Steelers. Steelers Vice President of Marketing Ryan Hujak tells me outside the U.S., Steeler Nation is strongest south of the border.
Our biggest pockets of international fans, unquestionably number one, is Mexico. We are, by a number of metrics, the number one or most favorite team in Mexico. We have the largest social media followings in Mexico, and that's something we've been cultivating for a number of years.
So what have you been doing to keep those folks engaged?
We've been going down to Mexico every year and running a football camp. We've been doing that once a year in the spring. We take current players down, sometimes coaches, and we go down and we do a football camp down there. More recently, we have really focused on Spanish language content, so much so that we have turned an internship position into a full-time position. We have a full-time staff member who her sole job is to write Spanish language content targeted through our fans on Facebook in Mexico.
So from a financial perspective, how does having a strong base outside the U.S. strengthen the Steelers' bottom line?
The larger our fan base or the higher level of our engagement, it fuels our content platforms. We have a 24/7, 365 digital radio station that's available on our app. Folks can listen to that anywhere they want to. Then our jobs on the sales side is to sell the advertising positions and the sponsorship positions to our corporate partners. So we the more traffic we receive, the more impressions we receive, that certainly buoys our efforts on the sponsorship side. In addition, we also have a merchandise business that we own and operate internally, an e-commerce business that's available for folks to come and buy Steelers merchandise directly from us. So the larger our following, the larger our global and international and domestic following, we feel like the more opportunities we'll have to sell Steelers merchandise.
How does the city of Pittsburgh benefit from these fans?
We have had, I think, an amazing track record in terms of attracting folks from outside of Pittsburgh to our games and to our events, really at Heinz Field. We did a study that looked at the years 2012 to 2017. Had Heinz Field over 1,000 events with 5.1 million attendees. Through a third-party analysis, we were able to determine really that a large number of those people were outside of Pittsburgh. If you take the local folks out of that study, $700 million in direct spending to the city of Pittsburgh by people who traveled in for those events. So really a huge impact.
So do you have anything new planned this season to keep this ball rolling, so to speak?
Definitely. We've started to look at other countries. 2 years ago, we started in China working through a platform called Weibo and utilizing a local Carnegie Mellon student to help us with some translations and to create some content that we can push out to that platform. This year, we've created a German Steelers Instagram and Facebook accounts. On both platforms, we are awarding a contest to bring in two folks to a game, all expenses paid. So we really hope to collect some great content, both in those countries with those fans, and then when they visit here to Pittsburgh and then show their experience in Pittsburgh back to those countries and hopefully try to express how great it is, how Pittsburgh is a great city, and certainly the Steelers are a great team to follow.
That's Steelers Vice President of Marketing Ryan Hujak. In Pittsburgh business headlines this week, Pittsburgh Penguin center Evgeny Malkin might be out of action due to injury, but he's entered a new game. The website Esports Insider reports Malkin has invested an undisclosed amount in the Pittsburgh Knights. Malkin joins the Steelers and rapper Wiz Khalifa as investors in the local esports team. And a grand opening was held this week on the north side for the new headquarters for Fortune 500 company Wabtec. The transportation company was formerly headquartered in Wilmerding. I'm Maria Scappellato with the Pittsburgh Business Report on 90.5 WESA.